I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. An underwater power line planned for Lake Champlain has now won key support from two Vermont state agencies. The project's developer plans to ship hydroelectric power from Canada to southern New England. And as VPR's John Dillon reports, it promises to pay the state hundreds of millions of dollars for using Vermont as its pathway to the market.
The Department of Public Service, which represents ratepayers, and the Agency of Natural Resources say the 1,000-megawatt project will bring benefits to the state with minimal environmental impacts. The project developer, TDI New England, promises $702 million in ratepayer savings and direct payments to the state over the 40-year life of the project. The money includes $202 million for Lake Champlain cleanup and separate funds for habitat restoration and clean energy projects. Chris Recchia is commissioner of the Department of Public Service.
Knowing that Vermont was probably not going to be the major user or perhaps any user of the energy transmitted through the project, we wanted to make sure that if we were hosting this project, that there were clear public benefits for Vermont, and this agreement really succeeds in doing that.
The line would start at the Canadian border and run about 97 miles under the lake to Benson. It would then be buried underground for 57 miles to a substation in Ludlow. The agreement with the state also includes lease payments to the Agency of Transportation for the rights of way along highways. The TDI power line is designed to supply states like Massachusetts and Connecticut that are looking to reduce their impact on climate change with cleaner energy supplies. It's what's known as a merchant project, meaning it's for commercial purposes and is not needed to make the transmission grid more robust or reliable. Company CEO Don Jessam says because it's a merchant line, TDI has to prove its value to Vermont in order to win approval from regulators.
And it became pretty clear to us. I mean, it was fairly simple. We're in Lake Champlain, which is a public trust of the state, and there is a need for phosphorus cleanup. So that was a fairly easy area for us to concentrate on.
There's a boom in power line projects as developers rush to satisfy southern New England and New York's demand for cleaner energy. CEO Jessam says customers haven't signed up yet, but the market is there. For example, he says southern New England states have put out requests for proposals to secure more clean energy supplies.
We don't have the deal in hand, but we will have, we're following all of those processes very closely, and we want our Vermont project to be well-positioned.
The project still needs approval from the State Public Service Board and the U.S. Department of Energy. A similar project owned by the same parent company on the New York side of the lake already has regulatory approval. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.